I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a beautiful, excuse me, comfortable, just took a sip of tea and it went down the wrong way. Hey, it's a partly cloudy Tuesday, really comfortable. It's going to be great for all the Swifties who are going to be in town this weekend for the Taylor Swift concert. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night at the Caesars Superdome. I'm Scoot on the air, and we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I wrote a blog that is titled, Why are Former President Trump's Pants on Fire? So we'll talk a little bit about that. CNN has a chief, he used to have a show on CNN. Then he was fired, and then CNN brought him back as a chief media analyst. Brian Stelter says that he has been bashed on social media because he said that former President Trump's visit to the McDonald's was carefully staged. Well, what's wrong with saying that? We'll talk about that, and we'll just talk about the idea of just being bashed on social media. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's kind of funny. And some of these people who want to bash you on social media, it's like they're so desperate to make their case. They're so desperate for their voice to be heard that it's really almost funny. All right, this is breaking. There's some new allegations of plagiarism after a book bombshell was dropped, and this is involving Kamala Harris, a new plagiarism scandal that could potentially, you know, damage her image, and it surfaced about testimony that she delivered as a U.S. senator. So really, that's kind of serious stuff. We'll talk about that. Also, Kamala Harris wants to give it away, free birth control, and she says that the Biden administration has been proposing the largest expansion of contraception coverage. So, you know, I mean, I tell you why I like the idea of free birth control, if people use it, of course, is because then there's no excuse for not only having children when you want to have children. What is really sad is that young teenagers, excuse me, need to be put on birth control. Young teenagers are sexually active. And it's not unusual for a 14-year-old girl. Yesterday, a nurse called the show and said that they've seen 13-year-old girls giving birth to babies. I mean, that is just absurd. And I wonder who's impregnating them. Men in their lives. And this kind of stuff is tolerated. It's not tolerated by everybody, but it's tolerated by enough people to where it happens. So, you know, we'll talk about free birth control. Also, lower priced new cars are becoming very popular, and not just with people who can't afford to buy expensive cars. That even people who can afford to buy more expensive cars are buying lower priced cars. We'll talk about that probably in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon. Always fun to talk about cars because, you know, your car is often, not always, but often it's a reflection of who you are. All right. Taylor Swift tickets sold out, been sold out for a long, long time. The tickets now are now going. This is, you know, after the tickets that were sold out. There are tickets that are on sale anywhere from $3,400 to $4,500. That'll get you a floor seat and around $1,300 for the upper level or nearly behind the stage. Now, I heard on Channel 4 earlier during the noon news, I heard that there were a couple of tickets going for, I think she said $215,000 or something, or $115,000. I mean, just absolutely absurd. I mean, I don't care how much you like somebody. Is it really worth that? And I mean, $3,400. I mean, if you took a date, that's $6,800. And that doesn't even count for, you know, concession stuff. But that's just crazy. To get a floor seat, $3,400, $4,500, or $1,300 to be up in the upper deck. But, for some people, maybe that's worth it. And then think of the people that are spending money to come here. So that's an expense. Hotel rooms are expensive. Traveling here is expensive, whether you're driving or flying. There's an expense there. So people are spending a lot of money to come here and see Taylor Swift because, you know, this is a regional concert. When somebody like Taylor Swift comes to town, this entire area responds. And there are people coming from even farther away than just this immediate area. So big expense, but a tremendous boost to the New Orleans economy. And, you know, this is going to be a good crowd. You know, these are people who are not going to come here and fight. You know, they're not going to come here and start trouble. You know, generally speaking, they're not going to come here with guns. You know, this is not a group of people, the Swifties. This is not a group of people that the city of New Orleans has to worry about. This should be a good, clean group of people coming to our city just to have a good time. Kamala Harris is concerned about skits and jokes about Donald Trump, saying that those things might distract from the brutally serious consequences of him winning back the White House. Now, I'm always for comedy. I'm always for sarcasm. I always support that. But I think to some degree she has a point. Now, we're not going to stop on this show having fun with things that Donald Trump talks about. But when Donald Trump talks about the size of a great golfer, a legendary golfer's unit, you know, I mean, Donald Trump is himself distracting from himself, distracting from the real issues of the campaign. But I mean, I wonder if it's just kind of about the comedy of the whole thing. And then bringing up Hannibal Lecter and bringing up some of the bizarre things that he's been bringing up recently on the campaign trail. You know, you got to wonder if he himself is creating the material for the skits and the jokes that they know is going to distract from the real issues. And then there was the McDonald's visit. And we know that that was staged and all set up and everything. But as I said yesterday, I thought it was a positive thing because the average American voter doesn't really always pay attention to the content. They simply pay attention to the picture they see. And seeing Donald Trump in the drive-through window, Donald Trump doing the fries, all that kind of stuff makes it seem like he's in touch with the common man. But I don't think he really is. But I do think that was a good bit for them to do. I mean, kind of stupid, but I think it was effective. So we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You drinking your tea?
I'm drinking my tea. Yeah, I went down the wrong way.
Yeah,
I take a sip right before I go on the air. Went down the wrong way.
I got creamy coconut Dr. Pepper again. You know, I don't know. Did we talk about creamy coconut Dr. Pepper when you were here? I think I talked about it with Coleman when you were on vacation or something.
I guess so, because that sounds really good. I mean, I like Dr. Pepper to start with, and creamy coconut would be really good.
Yeah, I've been huge on coconut this year. You know, not because of, you know, Kamala Harris or anything and her coconut memes, but just I like the coconut flavor. And then Dr. Pepper rolled out this creamy coconut Dr. Pepper. And let me tell you, I really like this stuff a lot. I don't drink a lot of soft drinks, but man, I'm having one of these just about every day now.
It sounds good. Look, hold it up to the camera so I can see you.
I see you.
Hold it up to the camera so I can see the can.
Yeah. Okay, here it comes.
A little better.
Yeah, the videos. See that?
Yeah, different can.
Oh, yeah, yeah, different can. Yeah, it's got a picture of coconut on it.
I will try that because I do like Dr. Pepper.
Probably don't need a whole 12 pack, but you know, if you see a single, you know, in the supermarket or whatever, grab it.
Yeah. Hey, you know this stuff? Is it called Poppy? The new soda.
The
is
new
it called
soda?
Poppy?
I don't know anything about no new soda.
I've got some. There's a new soda out, and it's really good. And
POPPI. Yes.
POPPI. Yeah, Poppy. You can find it at Target. You can find it a lot of places. I want to tell you, I've tasted several of those, and they're damn good.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have practically nothing in terms of sugar and bad stuff. They have practically nothing in them. So, you know, if the kids are, you know, they're kind of addicted to soda, if they like a lot of soda and you don't want them to drink sweet soda, you really should check that Poppy stuff out because it's a lot better for them than the other stuff and a lot less sugar in it. And I mean a lot less sugar than the sugary drinks, and they taste pretty good.
Yeah, it's got prebiotics in it. Grams of sugar or less, 25 calories or less. So, yeah, says it's time to love soda again.
Yeah,
well, you
bad.
Can drink your prebiotic poppy soda, and I'm going to be drinking the creamy coconut chemical concoction. How's that?
All right. We have to talk about this later, but there is concern over the price of chocolate. The price of chocolate is going up. There have been some problems. There have been crop diseases and adverse weather conditions along the Ivory Coast and Ghana in Africa, and there's going to be a dramatic increase in cocoa prices. And you need to remember that this happened under the Biden administration. And I don't know how Kamala Harris is going to answer for this, but she's part of the Biden administration, and chocolate prices are going up under the Biden administration. So it is happening. I don't know if this is going to become a huge campaign issue, but we'll talk about that. But apparently it's not going to have an impact on Halloween because the big chocolate sellers ordered their cocoa and have their chocolate all set. And they did that last year. So no need to worry about it for Halloween or for the rest of this year. But it is coming. And remember, now let's say President Trump wins. President Trump wins, and next year the price of chocolate skyrockets. Remember that we talked about it on the show. It's not going to be Trump's fault. Because you know there's going to be people who are going to say, oh, you see, the price of chocolate, it skyrocketed. It's Trump's fault. He's president now. The price of chocolate's going up. No, the seeds for the increase are already planted right now. So it's not going to be Trump's fault. And if Trump wins and he does get blamed for the high chocolate prices, I will defend him for that.
Well, you can't turn around and then say that it's Biden's fault. I mean, you said yourself, it's weather conditions in West Africa. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies.
Got
right?
kind of joke.
Okay, I'm just making sure because some people aren't bright enough.
You know, I know
to
sometimes,
get the jokes.
Sometimes the sarcasm is so serious that it goes right over people's heads. So, yeah, I was just really kind of joking about that, but I'm sure somebody might want to bring that up. All right, you want to do some early texts before we get to the first break?
Here's a text message from Soothsayer Sam, who says, the city of New Orleans doesn't have to worry about the Taylor Swift crowd. They have to worry about the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, true. Came into that. But they worry about the citizens, not the people coming in town for the Taylor Swift concert. They need to worry about the citizens here.
Here's someone that says, I got the two... Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought they were saying they got Taylor Swift tickets. They said, I worked at Warehouse Records, a Ticketmaster outlet, in 1984. I was on the ticket computer waiting for the Kinks with Tommy Shaw so at UNO to go on sale, and I got the two best seats possible, the two center seats, front row center, on the floor. Those tickets didn't cost $20 each, wow. And I would rather see the Kinks for $20 than Taylor for $200,000.
But can you imagine? I mean, look, the seats are like they're selling for like $3,400 and $4,500 a ticket to get on the floor. I mean, can you imagine somebody buying that? And most people are not going to go alone. They're going to bring somebody with them. It's going to be a mother or a father and a daughter, or in some cases, a son. I'm assuming most of the crowd will be female, but there'll be guys there. There'll be some young guys there who like Taylor Swift. But I can't imagine paying that much money to go to a concert, because in some ways it's just ridiculous. But, you know, if people have the money and they want to spend it, let them spend it.
Let them spend it. Because then they're also going to, you know, buy a hotel and get in a lift and go to the supermarket and do all the
That's
things
right.
people do when they're here. Here's a text that says, my daughter is getting married this weekend in New Orleans. All the hotels and limousines are booked up.
Oh,
flights
wow.
are doubled in price. It's crazy. She had her date picked out before the concert dates were announced. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
That's tough
that's
sledding,
a tough situation.
Man. Yeah, I feel really badly for you. I mean, what do you... I don't know. I guess depending on how far along in the wedding planning you were when it was announced that Taylor Swift was going to be in this, that would have been the moment. He said, okay, today... We're changing the date of the wedding. You know, it could just be a weekend before or a weekend after, so it's nothing too dramatic. But, man, I really feel for you, pal. That sucks.
Yeah. But, Ian, think about this. Let's say, okay, the Taylor Swift concert has not been announced yet, and somebody's planning to get married this weekend, and they've already booked the limousines. I mean, the limousine companies, and then Taylor Swift comes to town. The limousine companies gave that person a price for the wedding before Taylor Swift was coming to town. They may lose out on money because it was pre-booked before the concert was announced, and they would have made a lot more if they would have booked it in conjunction with the concert being here. A
couple more quick ones. Here's one that says, Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut is what we call in the trade an LTO, limited time offer. Buy it while you can. I've been stocking up. the National Reserve of Creamy Coconut Dr. Pepper is it.
Don't announce this because people will try to break into your apartment
to get
it.
I got security systems. I thought of all this.
Okay.
I called APB security, whatever.
All right, I'm concerned. You know, you just don't announce that you've got a big supply of Dr. Pepper cream coconut.
Come and get it. Come and you can pry this Dr. Pepper out of my cold, dead hands.
Hey, remember, you know, if you enter somebody's home and they think you're a burglar and they think that their life might be at stake, they can shoot you. So is it really worth it?
Yeah. It's not worth it. Go get your own Dr. Pepper. Here's a text that says, where can I buy this creamy coconut Dr. Pepper? I've looked for it and have not been able to find it. I got mine at Rouse's, man. And it's there. It has a little area in the mid-city Rouse's where sometimes it's sold out, but that's where I've been buying it.
Wow.
And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, this has got to be a complete joke. I'm really scratching my head, and I cannot believe the cost of chocolate is on the news. What the hell is going on? There's got to be more important things to talk about.
No,
come on, guys.
There's not. I mean, you know, somebody always says that. And I mean, of course there are other things to talk about. But
it's 1:24. You know, we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're not going to always talk about like the most serious life-threatening things. And I tell you, one of the big issues in our country is the national debt. You want to sit here and talk about that for 3 hours? Well, you're going to have to find another show because we're not going to do it.
Can you imagine being the person that walks into a room full of 30,000 people and says, I would rather talk about the election than the price of chocolate? You know, keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, this is a big deal. I mean, I like chocolate. I don't want the price to go up. And then, you know, there's a ripple effect through society. You know, the price of chocolate goes up and, you know, places can't afford to have chocolate and then people lose their jobs. I mean, this is a big deal. But, you know, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how trends can start when somebody's president. The manifestation of those trends doesn't really happen until the new president has been sworn in. And if it's a new president, they might get blamed for something that is happening. And I remember this with George H. Walker Bush. The economy started to improve 6 months before the election. And I even remember saying this on the air on WWL at the time. I said, there are changes in the works, and the economy is changing. Everybody isn't noticing that, but the economy is changing. And then the election, and Bill Clinton wins, and Bill Clinton takes over a time when the economy was already changing 6 months before George H. Walker Bush left office. So Clinton inherited this trend that really manifested itself when Clinton was president. So Clinton really didn't deserve full credit for that. That was a trend that started 6 months earlier before he became president. So I'm just kind of mentioning that if chocolate prices really do go up next year, if Trump is elected, it's not his fault. And you know people are going to want to blame him for the high price of chocolate. All right. Why are Trump's pants on fire? We'll talk about that when we come back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And this afternoon, I'm going to share some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And I thank all of you for commenting. And I thank those of you for commenting on some of the comments because I need you. I need you to join us. Scoot on the Air Facebook, join it and comment on what we post. And read some of the comments and post comments about those comments. We'll be right back. It's Tuesday afternoon.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. All right, Halloween coming up next week, but I guarantee you this weekend is going to be cray-cray. It's going to be wild. The weekend before Halloween, because a lot of people, you know, can't do a lot during the week because it's a school night. So people are going to go crazy this weekend. So just be safe, but, you know, have a great time if you're out there. So, you know, Halloween weekend, the Taylor Swift concert. I bet a lot of people are going to go in costumes to the Taylor Swift concert. And, of course, a lot of young girls are going to dress up and try to look like Taylor Swift. Let's go to CJ in Natchez. Hey, CJ, welcome to WWL.
What's up, Scoot? This is your number one whistling fan. How you doing today?
I appreciate it. You know, you're in one of my number one favorite cities. I love Natchez. It's just such a quaint, beautiful, historic town.
Oh, it's wonderful out here. Now, let me just say this. First of all, I am embarrassed as an American to hear our ex-president say the things that he says. That really, it really hurts me as an American. Whether I vote for him or not, I'm just embarrassed as an American, to number one. And whatever happened to stop bullying, you know, I mean, and calling people out of their name, to me, it's like a license to bully. You know, when you hear it from the president and these young kids in school, they calling people names, and it's okay because the president does it. And let me just go here, the last one. I don't think that Mr. Trump will send out military army people against their own people, because people are not going to kill their own people. But he's got Elon Musk and robotic robots, AI robots, that I think that's probably why. And this is kind of off the wall. Why Elon Musk is probably in there saying, hey, look, let's use these army robots, because they're probably going to use them eventually, but they're not going to use Americans against Americans. Why not AI, who doesn't have a soul or a spirit, and under a voice activated, you know, situation? That's the one you can keep talking about.
You know, I hope it's a lot of hot wind. I hope it's a lot of talk from Donald Trump, and he's just talking about doing what he's doing. But when he talks about the use of military against people who disagree with him, like Democrats, when he talks about that, he's not doing anything except exciting his base, the MAGAites. He's not bringing in new voters. He's not bringing in the mainstream Republicans and the moderate Democrats that he needs to win, because there are not enough MAGA voters in America to elect him.
Well, let's just hope so. Let's just hope that what is Musk doing in there? I mean, because he's got all these robots and a voice activated. I mean, what is the purpose of him being there with these multi-million robots? You know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not into this conspiracy thing, but there's something that we don't know. But I pray the Lord that it just straightens up, you know, and that we all American become Americans. I'm tired of this.
I would like that. You know? It happened, and I don't remember the exact moment it happened, CJ, and I really appreciate your call. Thanks for listening to Natchez. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but it happened when being an American was second to being a Republican or a Democrat. All right, it's true. All Republicans, all Democrats, all politicians lie. But the lies of Kamala Harris involve exaggerations of statistics or policies or what she has done or what she didn't do. The lies of Kamala Harris are more indicative of the lies that all politicians tell. But her lies don't compare to the spectacular lies based in fantasy land that ex-President Donald Trump is entertaining us with during the campaign of 2024. You know, we have an update on one of the most recent fantasies that Donald Trump continues to tell, even though it is absolutely not true, and there's no evidence supporting what he's saying. But he continues to lie, even though it's sheer fantasy. So as part of the Barbershop series on the Fox News Channel, Donald Trump was asked by a parent of a 5-year-old what Donald Trump plans to do if he's elected about the failing schools in areas like the Bronx in New York. And Trump acknowledged that our schools are failing and expressed the opinion that the Department of Education is failing our schools, and maybe it's not even necessary. And I think there's an argument for getting rid of the Department of Education, but that's a topic for another show. But it was Trump's answer to the question about what he would do, if he is elected president in less than 2 weeks. Well, no, actually 2 weeks from today. And it made me realize that, you know, Trump is living in fantasy land with so many of these lies, and sadly, people believe it. In answering the question about what he would do as president to fix our failing schools, Trump said that he would stop transgender surgeries from taking place at schools in America. He said, quote, you know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves school and comes home a girl. Okay, without parental consent. All right, this would be comedy if it weren't true that he says this, but it is true. He went on to say, there, or I guess he's talking about the Democrats, they're a threat. Could you imagine without parental consent? At first, what I was told was actually happening. I said, you know, it's an exaggeration. No, it's happening. It's happening in areas where it happens. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's happening in areas where it happens. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to straighten things, a lot of things out. So imagine how the American parents feel when their son goes to school one day and returns home a girl. It seemed like a routine day. I could empathize with these parents who are hardworking parents. They're hardworking Americans. They pay their taxes and they don't break laws. And without their consent, the school takes their child to a hospital during school hours to have a sex change, making him a little girl. And imagine the shock of the parents of a little girl who innocently goes to school one day and her parents pick her up in the drive-through line to find out that their little girl is now a little boy. Transgender operations should never happen in our schools, especially without parental consent, right? Fox and Friends aired Trump's brilliant suggestion of stopping these surgeries, and co-host Ainsley Earnhardt said, quote, "It is happening. It's unbelievable as a parent that you would not be notified for such a major decision." Now, I agree. No parent should drop their kid off at school and pick them up and their child's a different sex. I mean, that's deplorable. It's ridiculous. But here's the problem with Trump's idea of fixing our failing schools by stopping the schools from making children go through sex change operations without parental consent. The problem is, it's not happening. The problem is, it has never happened. Fact-checking by CNN and NBC found there is zero evidence that schools are changing young children's sex without parental consent. Even in states where gender-affirming surgery is legal for people under the age of 18, parental consent is always required. What doctor or hospital would risk a certain lawsuit that would follow if the school sent their child through gender-affirming surgery without the consent of parents? The fact is confirmed by the American Association of Medical Providers that this is not happening. In fact, most schools require parental consent if a student wants something as benign as Tylenol or Advil. And isn't it interesting that no one in the Trump campaign can offer any evidence whatsoever that Trump's allegation is true? The lie about schools ordering gender-affirming surgery for young students without parental consent, and the lie that about some American schools putting litter boxes in bathrooms for students that identify with being cats, which is also not true. These lies reach beyond the scope of traditional candidates lying about statistics and accomplishments. These lies about Haitian immigrants stealing and eating people's pets led to death threats and threats of violence. And some of the bizarre lies have consequences. A man in North Carolina refused to accept FEMA money when his home was destroyed by Hurricane Helene. Because of the lies that were told by Trump campaign and by MAGA people that FEMA is in a land grab mentality and it's connected to accepting help from FEMA. So this man did not accept help from FEMA because he was afraid that they were going to steal his land if he took the money. And Trump continues without any proof to say that FEMA is taking money allocated to Americans hit by Hurricane Helene and giving it to house illegal immigrants. It's not true. Again, not true. And the Trump campaign fails to provide any information whatsoever. Don't you think if they had information, they would love to give that to the media and say, see, we told you we're telling the truth. Ian, our senior producer of our show, yesterday on the show, made a comment about people going to his rallies to hear about policy. No, they don't go to hear about policy. They go to essentially hear a stand-up comedy routine. And then Trump now is dancing? Ian's right about that. Donald Trump's imagination has been working overtime with these fantasy-like lies. And I guess we should be grateful because they're so bizarre that they're actually entertaining. And what's most entertaining about these wild lies is that many people actually believe that they're true. The true story about George Washington chopping down the cherry tree supports the reality that all politicians lie. You know, we've heard the version, young George telling his dad, yes, I chopped down the cherry tree. Father, I cannot tell a lie. But here's the actual story of how it goes. George Washington's father saw the cherry tree chopped down. He approached his young son and said, George, did you chop down the cherry tree? To which young George looked up and replied, Dad, if I don't lie, how will I ever get to be president? So let's set the record straight here. Donald Trump's pants are on fire. And this latest lie about schools turning children into the other sex, what, during school hours? What, they take them in first period and take them to the hospital? They have a gender-affirming operation, and they're a different sex when the parents pick them up from school? You need to know that is a lie. It's not happening. All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Here's a song for those of you who might have seen Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney together campaigning. Yeah, you might not be happy with that. Liz Cheney, a Republican, and her dad, Dick Cheney, vice president under George W. Bush. Liz Cheney and her dad, Dick, are both voting for Kamala Harris. She was campaigning, and so I know some of you might think they're bad girls. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are coming right back on WWL. Yeah, it's another day of soaking up the sun. I know, October 22nd, and it's in the 80s, the low 80s. Comfortable, but, you know, yeah, this time of year, I'd like it to be a little cooler. I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Metairie and Adam. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got two questions for you. I just wanted to hear your opinion on. Listening to you talk about Trump and, you know, the sex changes in school. You know, I don't think he means that the children are going to go to school and in one day come back a different sex. Do you think he actually means that, like, literally? Or do you think he means in terms of, like, the teachers affirming, you know, the identity of the student going from a boy to a girl? Do you think he means, like, the actual sex change? Or maybe, like, the teacher is actually, like, you know, supporting, you know, these students changing their sexes, because gender is a social construct based on the liberal ideology. Is that correct?
Well, I can't speak for Donald Trump, because I don't know. But Adam, I find it's really interesting that whenever there's something that Donald Trump says that is just truly embarrassing and humiliating because it's so bizarre, there are people who feel like, well, no, that's not what he really meant. This is what he meant. I know you're asking me a question, but you're implying that he didn't mean what he said. And what he said is, and I'm quoting here, you know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves school and comes back a girl, okay, without parental consent. There, meaning the Democrats are a threat. Can you imagine without parental consent? So, you know, there's this idea that, yeah, I don't know what he really means in his heart, but it's all stupid because there's no evidence of it ever happening.
So I think Donald Trump actually means that the teachers are a threat in terms of
manipulating
the children's mindset. Well, because there's an ideology amongst the public school system where, you know, there's this allowing the children to do whatever they want, and yet, oh, you feel like you're a boy, but you're a girl. We're gonna call you by this made up name. I think that's what he's referencing, and you know,
well,
I
then
just
why doesn't
no,
he say that?
No,
Adam?
No.
Why doesn't he say that?
Wait,
hold on. That's not no.
I asked you.
People don't want me to talk. They don't want me to counter what they're saying. Why doesn't he say that? Why do you have to call up and define what Donald Trump really meant?
Because, hey, listen, we know Trump is very boisterous with what he says, and he's exaggerated. My question to you, Trump, Scoot, was, do you think he actually thinks they're having physical sex changes or in terms of, like, the ideology? And then your answer was, well, I can't speak on what he means. And you say that I can't speak what he means, but you literally just did this sarcastic soliloquy about how he thinks that he's going to have all these sex changes. So you make fun of the actual comment, but when I question, you know, why you're saying it, you say, well, I can't speak for him. My question is do you think it's more of an ideology thing or physical sex change that he is talking about? I understand what he said, but I think he does get a little emotional with the things that he says. And when he's talking about the enemy, I was talking about the ideology of these teachers who manipulate these children. That's what they do. Okay? And I don't want you to
that's
say
a, that's a whole different that's a whole different topic. I mean, that's a worthy topic to talk about. But what about the litter boxes? I mean, that never happened either. What about the eating pets? I think Donald Trump honestly convinces himself that these things are true. So while I can't speak for him, I think he believes
it. High school here? Heard of Thomas Jefferson High School in New Orleans?
No. I've heard of East Jefferson.
You haven't heard of Thomas Jefferson on the West Bank?
No, I've not heard of it.
it's a great school. Well, they actually had two students there. They weren't identifying as cats or a dog. They're identifying as like a meerkat or something. And this happened in New Orleans, and they were requesting a separate part, not in the bathroom. They wanted to be outside, and the school had to shut it down. And you're saying it doesn't happen. This happened in New Orleans.
Right, wait,
how can you say that it's not happening?
The school actually did that? They actually put litter boxes?
They said no to the students.
Okay,
yeah.
Who cares what the students think, man?
Wait a minute, Adam.
Scoot, hold on. Ian, hey, if y'all going to double team me, hold on. So you're saying it doesn't happen, but I'm giving you a presentation.
It didn't happen.
Wait, hold on, hold on. I'm putting you on hold because this is getting too frustrating for me to observe this. And we know Adam and Metter. He's done this before. You are saying that two students identified as meerkats and asked the school to accommodate them, and the school said no. That's not a story, Adam. That is not supportive of this theory that there's a nationwide effort by public schools to force gender ideology on grade school children or bring the litter boxes into the classroom.
That's right.
The thing that you're saying is not the point that you're trying to make.
Ian. I mean, if somebody says something, somebody can say something, but if it shut down, well, then it didn't happen.
Who cares?
So, Adam, I'm telling you that it did not happen, and you can't give me proof that it happened.
Yeah, but be quick, because we're late.
Can I ask you a question?
Go quick.
Yeah, one more.
So if Thomas Jefferson, their board had to come together and even entertain the idea, are you saying that there are schools all across the country that wouldn't do the same thing and act on it? Is that what you're saying?
It has never, I'll leave it at this, Adam. I'm going to leave it at this. It has never happened. You can conjure up any justification you want, but it has never happened. There is no evidence of litter boxes being put outside or inside to appease children. The fact that a couple of students at a high school on the West Bank said they wanted to do that, students say a lot of things. But if the school says no, then it didn't happen. So how could you possibly call this show and suggest that it really did happen? At least we're here to set the record straight here, and we can't let these lies go on and on and on, regardless of the shallow justification that is given.
Hang on a sec. Before we move on, I promise. So this isn't like Adam is doing the thing where you take one incident and you say, oh, well, he didn't mean it. Zoom out and connect the dots. I will repeat this until I'm blue in the face. The future belongs to people who can connect the dots. This is not the only time Donald Trump has said this. He's been doing this for many weeks now. Back in September, quote, the transgender thing is incredible. Think of it. Your kid goes to school and comes home a few days later with an operation. The school decides what's going to happen with your child. He said that to Moms for Liberty. That is not an attack on gender ideology or gender-affirming, you know, education for children. He's talking about operations, and he's been doing this for weeks. So don't come in here and say this is he just misspoke this one time.
And very quickly, oof. Adam, look, you know, vote for Trump. You can vote for Trump. I'm not telling you to not vote for Trump, but man, don't be a sucker. Don't buy into these ridiculous lies that we expose on this show. And the sex change, the reaffirming operations, it's not happening. The litter boxes are not happening. The pet thing never happened. I'm Scoot. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, look, I'm sure some of you MAGAites wanted to take care of Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney yesterday when you saw them together, right? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. WWL. All right, man, our conversation continues into the next hour. And Trump said January 6th was a day of love. You know, I think he really believes that, but that's how distorted his view of the world is. I'm Scoot on the air, but vote for him if you want to. We'll be back on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.